I'm Nate Stromberg, visual arts instructor.
And how long have you been working here?
This is my 16th year.
And what does a typical day look like for you?
A typical day at work involves coming in before school, prepping hard to make sure that materials and lessons are ready to go, teaching and supervising the creation of art and the continuation of those lessons while also simultaneously getting the materials ready for the next class that's going to come in at the same time, making sure that supplies are ordered and that somehow in there finding time for grading and following up with students.
What work do you do for the theater productions?
I come up with the visual identity of the entire show. So with the poster and the typeface and the visual look of the whole show. And then I also come up with sets and oversee colors and lights and come up with large ideas that we try to unify everything under before we even start so that it hopefully when it's done comes together in a way that it's cohesive and unified.
What's hard about what you do?
It involves a lot of energy and a lot of multitasking, which in general I'm not always the best at. I think the hardest thing is that I'm a doer. And sometimes I most often don't know how I'm going to accomplish what needs to be done that particular day. And oftentimes I just have to be cool with just saying, I just got to get through today and get things organized to the point where I can go to tomorrow. But that means that often I'm not good at dictating things, especially when it comes to theater things. it's much easier for me to do things myself. And so sometimes my job feeds into my own. The ways that I will just make more work for myself sometimes by not dictating or asking for help. Because I really enjoy coming up with creative solutions to difficult problems, like figuring out how to make a show work. But I have no idea how to do it. I really do just make it up as I go and figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where do you find meaning in your work?
I find meaning in the creativity of it. I mean, that's when I'm creative is when I feel most alive. Like that's how I'm wired. I'm wired visually, working with my hands. Those are things that I love to do. So, grading, writing emails, doing those sort of things are the things that are non-life-giving and tend to kind of bog down my day when I'm actually able to work on a piece of artwork or really get into the creative, analyzation of a work or conversation about it or start to try to envision what a play might look like and how we might be able to make that feasibly work and then actually get to use my hands to do it. That's when I feel most who I'm supposed to be.
Do you have anything else that you want to add about the work that you do?
I would just say for the plays, our whole approach is that with behind-the-scenes work for theater, if we've done our job correct, and this goes for you as well, being that you work behind the scenes, if we do our job correctly, the highest praise that we could get is really that all that attention goes to the actors and the people who are out in front. Ultimately, you do the lights correct, you do the sets correct, you give blocking and stage correction and you do all that organization stuff correctly that you do, it's to serve and tell the purpose of the story and to highlight the actors and what they're doing. And people might sit back and say, oh, those sets are cool or that looks cool, but people come to a show to see the actors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot goes on behind the scenes to make those things happen.
Yeah.
And I like when the praise goes to them.